天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那在上次节目中呢，麦克牧师以多马为例，提醒我们战胜恐惧的第一步呢，就是必须要接受耶稣基督的邀请。那第二步以及接下来我们又应当如何做呢？从多马身上我们又可以学习到哪些呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is always a desire of our hearts that this program will bring a blessing to you and yours.
我们一直都希望这个节目能够带给你祝福。
And we have been looking together at how we can conquer fear and have freedom from fear.
最近我们一起来探讨怎样战胜恐惧，获得无惧的自由。
And in the last broadcast, we learned about the first step that Thomas had to take to be liberated from fear.
在上次节目里，我们学习过多马脱离恐惧的第一步。
Do you remember what it is?
你记得是什么吗？
He had to accept the invitation that Jesus Christ gave him.
他必须接受耶稣基督的邀请。
And today we're going to look at the second step.
那么今天我们来看看第二步。
And the second step was for Thomas to see how his fears of doom and gloom were baseless.
多马所要学的第二步就是要明白他对暗淡前景的恐惧实在是没有什么道理的。
They were groundless.
这种恐惧完全没有根据。
They were unnecessary.
也是不必要的。
And they were untrue.
不真实的。
Let me review with you again by looking at John chapter 11.
让我们来复习一下，看看约翰福音十一章。
Jesus was in the north, in the Galilee area.
耶稣在北方加利利地区。
In this area, there was a revival, and people were responding to Jesus' ministry.
这个地方的民众正在经历灵性的复兴，许多人回应耶稣的呼召。
There was acceptance of Jesus and his disciples.
耶稣和他的门徒受到群众的爱戴。
It was great.
真是好极了。
Most of the opposition to the Lord Jesus came from the religious leaders, and they lived in around Jerusalem in the south.
大多数反对主耶稣的力量是来自那些居住在南方耶路撒冷附近的宗教领袖。
So Jesus had great success in the Galilee area in the north.
因此可以说，耶稣在北方加利利地区得到了显著的成功。
And the disciples were so happy.
门徒们都很开心。
They never wanted to go back to the south again.
他们不再想回到南方去。
But they did not realize that Jesus has to go to the cross.
但他们没有意识到耶稣必须上十字架。
And the cross was in Jerusalem, right there in the south.
而十字架在耶路撒冷就是在南方。
In the midst of this ministry, Jesus received the news about Lazarus' death.
当耶稣正在传道时，他接到拉撒路的死讯。
Jesus loved Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha.
耶稣爱拉撒路和他两个姐姐，马大和玛利亚。
But there was one problem beyond the bad news of Lazarus' death.
除了拉撒路的死讯这个坏消息之外，还有另外一个问题。
Lazarus lived in Bethany.
拉撒路住在伯大尼。
Bethany is near Jerusalem.
伯大尼位于耶路撒冷附近。
Jerusalem was where the opposition to Jesus was in its fiercest.
耶路撒冷是反对耶稣最激烈的地方。
This was a dilemma.
这是个进退两难的局面。
If they went to Bethany,
如果他们去到伯大尼，
trouble could really escalate and the ministry would be over.
麻烦就会更加严重，传道的事工也会被终结。
They wanted to kill Jesus and his disciples.
他们想杀死耶稣和他的门徒。
Now I want you to imagine fearful Thomas when he heard Jesus to be saying, "We are going to Bethany."
现在让我们想象一下胆小的多马，当他听耶稣说我们要去伯大尼。
Fear took over Thomas.
恐惧就完全主宰了多马。
If you have a Bible, look at John 11:8.
如果你有圣经，请看约翰福音十一章第八节。
Even the less fearful disciples said to Jesus,
即使是那些不太害怕的门徒也对耶稣说，
Lord, the Jews wanted to stone you and you are going back there?
拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？
What they were really saying is this,
他们实际上是在说，
You are not going to take us there.
不要带我们到那里去。
They were only worried about themselves.
他们只是在为自己担心。
But poor old Thomas, he heard that news and he got very agitated.
但是可怜的老多马，他听到这个消息后非常不安。
All of his irrational fears began to possess him from head to toe.
从那些不合理性的恐惧，把他从头到脚彻底的控制了。
Thomas heard the news that Lazarus was dead and that they were going back to the eye of the storm and he became fear-stricken.
多马听说拉撒路死了，而他们竟然要回到暴风的中心去，他真是吓坏了。
Not only that,
不仅如此，
but his fear gave way to discouragement.
但他的恐惧使他气馁，
and to an emotional depression.
陷入情绪的低谷中。
And this is how he reasoned this thing out.
于是他找理由和借口。
Listen and see if you can identify with Thomas.
请听听看，你是否同意多马的想法
？Because fear is irrational, therefore it twists the facts.
因为恐惧是不合理性的，事实就会被扭曲。
Fact number one.
事实一。
Lazarus is dead.
拉撒路死了。
Fact number two.
事实二。
We are going back to Bethany, which is our enemy's territory.
我们要回到伯大尼去。那里是敌人的势力范围。
Conclusion?
结论。
We are as good as dead.
我们是去送死。
Listen to what Thomas said to Jesus in 11:16 of the Gospel of John.
请听多马和耶稣所说的，在约翰福音十一章十六节。
Thomas called the twin, said to his fellow disciples,
多马又称为低图马，就对那同作门徒的说，
Let's go.That we may die with him.
我们也去和他同死吧。
My dear friend, I want to ask you a very important question.
亲爱的朋友，我想问你一个很重要的问题。
How many times have you allowed your fears to allow you to jump to such erroneous and ridiculous conclusions?
有多少次你因自己的恐惧就妄下这样一个错误和可笑的结论呢？
How many times have you permitted your fears to walk you straight into emotional depression?
有多少次你因恐惧而陷入情绪的低潮呢？
Poor old Thomas.
哦，可怜的老多马。
He was probably saying to himself,
他很可能对自己说，
Oh boy, I knew it.
天哪，我就知道。
I knew it was just too good to be true.
我就知道天下没那么好的事儿。
A Messiah who's going to deliver us?
怎么会有一个救世主要来拯救我们呢？
And I believed that?
而我竟然相信这个说法呢？
We are as good as dead.
我们不就是自己找死吗？
Oh man, I had bad feelings about this whole thing.
哦，天哪，我早就有预感的了。
And I tried to imagine Thomas standing there in front of the crowd when Jesus got Lazarus out of the tomb.
我想象着当耶稣叫拉撒路从坟墓中走出来时，多马站在人群面前。
The Bible said Jesus wept.
圣经说耶稣哭了。
When he saw Jesus weeping, I can imagine how his fears really got the best of him.
当他看到耶稣哭了，我可以想象他的恐惧是怎样的完全占有了他。
He probably thought, oh, if he is crying, he must know something that I don't know.
他很可能在想，糟了，他这一哭表示他一定知道一些我不知道的事。
Oh, this must be the end.
哎，这下完了。
And then Jesus asked the people to remove the stone.
之后，耶稣让人们挪开石头。
And he called Lazarus with a loud voice, "Come out of the grave."
他高声喊道，拉撒路出来。
And Lazarus came out of the grave.
拉撒路就从坟墓中走出来。
And there is Thomas standing there, seeing with his own eyes a dead man walking.
多马站在那里，眼看着一个死人走出来。
And his fears began to deflate like a pin-pricked balloon.
他的恐惧逐渐消减，像一个被戳破的气球。
And said to himself, "I fell for it again."
他自言自语地说，我又搞错了。
But raising Lazarus from the dead was only the second step in Thomas's learning to live a fear-free life.
但是拉撒路复活只是多马学习过一个无惧生活的第二步。
There is a third stage.
还有第三个步骤。
And it is found in John chapter 14.
在约翰福音十四章。
Jesus was telling his disciples that he was about to go to the cross.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，他要上十字架。
He had been trying to tell them this for 3.5 years.
三年半来，他一直想要告诉他们这件事儿。
But they were not listening.
但是他们没有留心听。
Now he's trying to tell them the facts that he would be crucified and die.
现在他告诉他们他将被钉死的事实。
But they should not be fearful.
但他们不用害怕。
They should not be afraid because he will rise again.
他们不需要害怕，因为他将复活。
That he is going to meet them again.
他会再次跟他们见面。
However, all that Thomas can think about is the crucifixion.
然而多马一心一意只想到十字架。
At that point, Thomas began to panic.
这时多马开始慌张。
He immediately interrupted the Lord Jesus and said,
他立刻打断主耶稣的话说，
We don't know the way.
我们不知道那条路。
If we can't see you, how can we meet you there?
如果我们看不到你，如何在哪里见到你呢？
And Jesus takes this opportunity and takes Thomas another step further into the joy of a fear-free life.
耶稣借这个机会带多马向着喜乐无惧的生命再迈进一步。
How?
他怎么做呢？
By saying the following to him.
他对多马说，
I am the way, the truth, and the life, Thomas.
多马，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
What was Jesus saying to Thomas?
耶稣对多马说了什么呢？
What is Jesus saying to you today?
今天耶稣对你说了什么呢？
There is only one way to heaven.
只有一条路通往天堂。
There is no shortcut.
没有捷径。
There is no second way.
没有第二条路。
There is only one way to be saved from eternal judgment and hell.
只有一条路能够让你免除地狱永恒的刑罚。
And it is by coming to God the Father through Jesus the Son.
就是通过圣子耶稣到圣父那里去。
There is only one way to escape from the natural judgment that is coming upon the world.
只有一条路能够让你逃脱那将要来到的末世审判。
And that is repentance and acceptance of Jesus' death upon the cross that it was for you.
那就是悔改，接受主耶稣在十字架上为你而死的救恩。
There's only one way.
只有一条路。
It isn't how good you are,
不取决于你多么善良,
or how kind you are,
也不在于你多么仁慈,
or how generous you are,
或者你多么慷慨,
or how moral and upright you are,
或者你多么正直有道德。
It is not how good you feel about yourself,
也不在于你觉得自己有多好。
It is not what church you belong to,
不在于你属于哪家教会。
It is not how good you are perceived by people in society.
或是你周围的人对你有多么好的评价。
No, none of this will help you.
都不是，以上任何一点都帮不上你。
It is only by coming to God the Father acknowledging that you have nothing and can do nothing to earn your salvation.
只有来到天父面前，承认自己一无所有，也不能通过任何作为来赚取救恩。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I am the way.
我就是道路。
By coming to God the Father, acknowledging that only through Jesus' death and resurrection can you be accepted by Him.
只有来到天父面前承认，唯有通过耶稣的死和复活，你才可能被天父接受。
Only that way can you escape God's judgment.
只有这条路才能让你脱离神的审判。
But then there was a final step that turned the tide and gave Thomas a true and complete triumph over his fears and pessimism.
但是还有最后一个步骤，终于彻底扭转了形势，让多马能克服恐惧和悲观，获得真实而完全的胜利。
Let's look at it.
我们来看看。
When Thomas finally saw Jesus crucified on the cross,
最后当多马看到耶稣被钉在十字架上，
and then he was dead and buried,
死了被埋葬，
you can only imagine that his fears took complete control of him.
你可以想象到那时他的恐惧完全控制了他。
Even though he had been taking some small steps to overcome and defeat fear,
虽然他已经走过几个步骤来克服并打败恐惧。
Even though he had been taking small steps to trust in God and his promises,
虽然他已经走过几个步骤来信靠神和他的应许，
now all that Thomas could imagine was Jesus is dead.
但现在多马所想的就是耶稣已经死了。
Fear began to penetrate his deepest emotions.
恐惧开始渗透进他最深层的情感当中。
Thomas's fears were allowed to run rampant in his life.
多马让恐惧蔓延在他整个生命中。
Whenever you allow fear to run rampant in your life, you will get depressed.
每当你容许恐惧蔓延在你生命中，你就会沮丧消沉。
And you won't want to get out of bed in the morning.
早上都不想起床。
When you allow fear to run rampant in your life,
当你放任恐惧蔓延在你的生命中，
You won't want to see anyone.
你就不想见任何人。
Or talk to anyone.
或者和任何人说话。
Or even hear the good news.
甚至不想听好消息。
After the crucifixion,
耶稣被钉十字架后，
Thomas probably went home.
多马很可能跑回家。
And pulled the blinds down.
拉下窗帘。
And got into bed.
钻进被窝。
And put the bed covers over his face.
用被子盖住头，
and pretended to be dead.
就像自己已经死了。
When all other disciples were gathered together commiserating with each other,
当其他的门徒聚集在一起彼此安慰扶持的时候，
depressed Thomas was missing.
沮丧的多马不在场。
He was alone being oppressed by the demon called fear.
他独自一人让恐惧的恶魔来制服他。
When the resurrected Christ came to the disciples that first day of the week, Thomas was not there.
当七日的第一日，复活的耶稣来到门徒当中，多马却不在场。
Thomas was away, trying to check out of this world.
多马不在，试图逃避这个世界。
Even when the other disciples told him that they saw the Lord and that the Lord is risen, Thomas's fear put him in a mode of total distrust.
甚至当其他门徒告诉他他们见到了主，主已经复活，多马的恐惧使他完全不相信。
He refused to believe the good news.
他拒绝相信这个好消息。
Oh, but watch how Jesus dealt with him.
但让我们来看看耶稣怎样带领他。
Lovingly Jesus appeared to him.
耶稣慈爱地向他显现。
Don't you just get overwhelmed by the love and the compassion of the Lord Jesus?
你曾否被主耶稣的爱和怜悯所折服吗？
I do.
我有。
I get overwhelmed by his grace.
我被他的恩典折服。
Lovingly Jesus appeared to Thomas and gently took him through this one last and final stage to freedom from fear.
耶稣亲切地在多马面前显现，温柔地带他走完最后一个驱除恐惧的步骤。
Jesus gently told him,
耶稣柔和地告诉他，
Touch the marks of the nails in my hands and feet.
摸我手掌和脚掌的钉痕，
It's me, Thomas.
是我，多马。
And at that point, Thomas cried out.
就在那一刻，多马喊道。
That means he yelled out.
也就是说，他高声地喊着说。
My Lord and my God.
我的主，我的神。
Thomas saw the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
多马看到了拉撒路从死里复活。
But that did not take away his fears.
但是这没有除去他的恐惧。
Thomas saw the raising of the son of the widow of Nain from the dead.
多马看到拿因城寡妇的儿子从死里复活。
But that did not eliminate his fears.
但这也没有排除他的恐惧。
Thomas saw Jesus raising the daughter of Jairus from the dead.
多马见过耶稣拯救雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
But that did not relieve his fears.
但这也没有减轻他的恐惧。
However,
然而
seeing the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ gave him the ultimate victory over the fear which had haunted him all of his life.
见到复活的主耶稣基督给了他最终的胜利。使他胜过了那折磨他一生的恐惧。
And the cry of confession was, My Lord and my God.
当他大声地喊着说，我的主，我的神。
This was a cry of deliverance from that fear.
这是一个脱离恐惧的呼喊。
It was a cry of victory over fear.
这是胜过恐惧的呼喊。
It was a cry of liberation from fear.
这是从恐惧中获得释放的呼喊。
It was a cry of saying goodbye to fear and pessimism.
是和恐惧与悲观分手的呼喊。
It was a cry of saying goodbye to doubt and distrust.
是和怀疑与不信离别的呼喊。
It was a cry of saying goodbye to cynicism and negative emotions.
是和消极、愤世嫉俗分离的呼喊。
Later on, Thomas died a martyr's death in the country of India.
最后多马在印度殉道而死。
Because of his victory over fear,
就是因为他胜过了恐惧。
And having the courage that the Lord Jesus Christ gave him,
具备了主耶稣基督给他的勇气。
Thomas touched that entire nation and impacted India for Christ.
基督通过多马触动印度整个国家，产生了巨大的影响。
His impact is still felt today, hundreds of years later, in the life of the Church of Martoma.
数百年后的今天，人们还能在马托马教会感受到它的影响。
Far from the pagan European concept of the gods who want you miserable.
和相信异教的欧洲人完全不同，他们相信神灵都是要降祸于人的。
Thus causing you to have to knock on wood to get rid of the gods.
让你不得不敲木头来赶走鬼神。
These gods are nothing but demon spirits that they want you to be miserable.
这些神灵无非是魔鬼的邪灵，要带给你痛苦。
In contrast to them, our Lord Jesus Christ wants us joyful.
相反的，我们的主耶稣基督希望你快乐。
Liberated.
得到解放。
Delivered.
拯救。
Free and victorious over fear.
和胜过恐惧的自由。
Does that mean that fear will not come knocking on your door?
这是否意味着恐惧再不会来敲你的门了？
No.
不是的。
That's not what I'm saying.
这不是我的意思。
I am saying that God can give you the power and the victory so that whenever fear comes your way, you'll be able to have victory over it.
我的意思是，神会赐你能力战胜恐惧，因此每当恐惧再出现时，你都能够胜过它。
If you are a person whose past, whatever it may be, is being used by the spirit of fear to try to make you live a fearful life,
如果过去你曾经被恐惧的灵借着各样的事物来折磨你，使你生活在恐惧中，
You can be delivered like Thomas when you cry saying, My Lord and my God.
你可以得到释放，就像多马一样呼喊，我的主，我的神。
Will you do that as we pray together?
当我们一同祷告时，你愿意这么做吗？
Heavenly Father,
天父，
we thank you for the victory of Jesus.
我们因着耶稣的得胜感谢你。
We thank you that the victory over fear is ours.
我们感谢你使我们能胜过恐惧。
Now we ask for that victory to be ours individually.
现在求你将这个战胜恐惧的力量赐给我们每一个人。
We repent of past sins.
我们为着以前的罪深深悔过。
And we ask for your forgiveness.
我们祈求你的宽恕。
We cry to you, my Lord and my God.
我们向你高喊，我的主，我的神。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Amen.
阿们。
是的，当我们容许恐惧肆意地在我们生命中蔓延时，我们就会试图逃避，任由恐惧来掌控着我们。而这个时候呢，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们所应当做的就是勇敢地去面对恐惧，呼求神，神就会赐出人意外的平安，进入我们内心的深处。而且我们会发现说，之前所恐惧的不过是纸老虎而已。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福你们，我们下次再会。
神之主已掌权。